Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
My first car for, I think, $1,800, I got an 86 Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning and I think a broken window or whatever, but that was my first car. And it had a new car smell to it because the used car lot put something in there to make it smell good. And I remember sitting there going, this smells really, really good. And my boyfriend at the time said, stop it. That's cancerous. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And we learned in the 90s and early 2000s to maybe stop trying to scent up the car because there could be cancer-causing chemicals. Well, lately I've noticed the new car smell coming back and awfully strong. Not that we buy new cars, but when I went used car shopping with my son, every time we sat in a car, it smelled of new car. So obviously that's an artificial scent being put in there. Well, the problem with medicine and news is you forget after a month, 6 months, 6 years, 16 years. And so we have another reminder that the new car smell can potentially have cancer-causing chemicals. So this is a, from what we're being told, a cocktail of leather and plastics. And it will create formaldehyde in the heat. This is why we tell you to never have a diet soda sitting in your car during the summer, because it can break down with heat into formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is a carcinogen. They say sitting for 30 minutes every day in a car with these sprays that can make it smell like a new car could expose you to dangerous levels of formaldehyde as well as acetaldehyde. Now, the chemicals have been linked to myeloid leukemia and other rare cancers, including nasal cancer. According to Daily Mail, leading U.S. car manufacturer Ford has tried to remove the smell following complaints from Chinese customers who dislike the odor. And in a Chinese study, they said that the levels of formaldehyde were 35% above China's limit. So if China has a limit of, you know, with that, then you know that was pretty high. So they say studies have shown that high levels of formaldehyde can cause myeloid leukemia, rare cancers in the paranasal sinuses, nasal cavity, and nasopharynx. Acetaldehyde, which is classified by the EPA as a probable human carcinogen, has been shown in rats to cause nasal tumors following inhalation. So it would be a hop, skip, and a jump for it to also cause certain sort of lung carcinomas. Researchers at Harvard and Beijing Institute of Technology monitored the concentration of 20 common chemicals in the air inside new cars. They had been left parked outside for 12 days in a row. I don't know the exact temperature outside that they were parked, but they estimated that after 12 days, there was an uptick in inhalation, ingestion, and skin absorption, qualifying as a high health risk for drivers. Scientists found that the levels of chemicals, surpassed China's national safety standard for air quality in cars, which means it probably super surpassed America's standard. The amount of formaldehyde was known to be 35% above the limit, and acetaldehyde 61% above the national standard. So this study of car air was published in Cell Reports Physical Science. And this does echo similar research that we've seen from University of California finding benzene and formaldehyde. I think it was UC Riverside that did this study. And if you're in a car, people wonder, well, how long? You know, just sitting in there? Well, of course, any sort of exposure. But apparently you got a significant amount when you were on a regular commute. Now, for me, it takes about 20 to 30 minutes to get to work in the morning. When I lived in L.A., it was an hour and a half. That's a lot of time for exposure. They say the chemicals are also produced by the burning of fuel. They say in 2018, Ford wanted to eliminate the new car smell after Chinese customers complained. So Ford filed a patent application for an odor removal process. What they wanted to do was bake the smell out by parking the car in the sun, rolling down the windows, and firing up the engine heater and fan until the smell was gone. But where we think it could be coming from is the leather, the vinyl, the floor mats, the carpeting. Carpeting has that smell. Some of the cleaning. And I know we like it. I love that smell. But, you know, we already have a problem with taking in chemicals that are odorless. Imagine the chemicals we're taking in of those we smell. And so with that, you know, it's one of those things where if you do get a new car, you drive it off the lot, open the windows. You know, I mean, many of us have had this new car smell for a while. I usually don't buy new cars. I usually buy used cars, but somebody sprays that in there. So I think we've all been exposed, and so far, thank good, I haven't seen a pandemic of nasal cancers. But the last thing we need is any more chemicals than we need. And I am starting to see the younger generation put more stuff to make their car smell good. My son had, you know, these old tree things, you know, hanging in the car, and I go, don't do that, because that could, those could cause chemicals. He goes, well, what do I do about the car smelling? I go, well, take a shower, you know, maybe get rid of the lunch that is 3 days old sitting in the back seat. Maybe clean out the garbage. But there are ways to clean out your car and not necessarily have the smell. Sometimes if somebody's going to be in my car, I might spray a little body spray and then let it sit for a little bit just so it doesn't kind of smell of, because my kids leave food. You know, I was on call. We used to do call for 36 hours. And I had met my folks for dinner. And then I had gone to the hospital. That was going to be my breakfast, and I had forgotten to take it, and so it was sitting in my car for 3 days, and it was a very small piece of prime rib, because there was a sale on prime rib, like, I don't know, $5.99, and it stunk up the truck forever. I never was able to get that smell out. Rotting prime rib. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Chimeric antigen T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell therapy, is a unique, personalized approach that harnesses a patient's own T-cells and genetically engineers them to recognize and attack cancer. Among patients with large B-cell lymphoma, or LBCL, it's making a difference in this difficult-to-treat blood cancer. Dr. Manali Kamdar is an associate professor of medicine and clinical director of lymphoma services at the University of Colorado Hospital.
The safety profile and effectiveness seen with CAR T-cell therapy reinforces use among appropriate large B-cell lymphoma patients. Advances in treatment have created a shift in the nearly 30-year standard practice, increasing the potential of long-term remission for more patients.
Patients treated with CAR T-cell therapy may experience serious side effects, including cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, which can happen in the first few days to several weeks after infusion. Talk to a doctor to see if CAR T-cell therapy is right for you. For more information, visit bms.com/celltherapyinfo. Sponsored by Bristol Myers Squibb.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, having larger than average breasts, I have at times thought of binding. I chose not to bind, you know, because I wanted to be a little bit faster on track. I wanted to be able to excel a little bit more in sports. But the reason why I didn't chest bind is it hurt. And sports bras, luckily, were becoming more and more of a thing. So we could use, in the 80s and 90s, certain undergarments to help control certain pendulous body parts. But I remember one of my coaches asked, do I want to bind? You know, he said, you can run. You got some speed. Why don't you do? And I'm like, no, because it hurts. And to me, as a physician, if something hurts, it's probably either not being done correctly or it shouldn't be done. That's just your body's way of telling you not to do something. So the topic of transitioning individuals and having them get their feet wet and their toe in the water by binding their breasts when they're young, it started to become more controversial. Many people are searching, what is the literature saying? Well, it's going to be more of a topic, because now we have a mom who is suing her school in Maine. The headlines have reported she's actually Democrat, because we hear that a lot of these lawsuits about transitioning children seem to come from one political party over another. She's a mom who's Democrat, lives in Maine, is suing the school for trying to transition her daughter without her permission and giving her chest binders to wear. So, yeah, it's interesting. You know, we think this country is divided by Democrats and Republicans. We have a whole different force, right? And it's the mommies. And mommies are probably one of the most powerful political groups, because you have the highest instincts, you have the highest emotional, human, animalistic drive when you're a mommy. You know, dads too, but the moms. And so the moms coming in, I don't know if you've watched any of these school board meetings, but, you know, the dads are, you know, many times very calm, and they're trying to, you know, not, you see, they try to keep themselves in check because people stereotype the dads as getting all crazy or whatever. But those mamas, they let loose. Don't mess with a mama. And if you mess with their baby cub, what happens if you're in Alaska and you try to go coochie coochie coo to a baby cub and ask the cub if they want to be male or female? What do you think that mama bear is going to do? That mama bear is going to slice you up. A lot of human mamas will have that attitude if you approach their baby. And schools are concerned that parents are very obstructive, abusive. And mind you, there are parents where these children can't talk to them. They can't, and I get that. I completely get that, where their parents won't let them wear makeup, wear deodorant, shave their legs, wear, you know, their hair, you know, a certain way. I get that there are parents like that. But there's a problem, because the average mommy, does not want a school interjecting, touching their child's body, or causing any changes without them being involved. And so here we have a lawsuit in Maine. The New York Post is reporting that her name is Amber Levine. She told the New York Post that she has been attacked now online by liberals. She's a Democrat. She said, because I don't support this, I kind of have been ousted out of my political party. They tell me you don't belong here anymore. If a Democrat wants to, you know, have some say in what happens with their child, I don't think they should lose their political affiliation. The Constitution protects you and your political affiliation. So attorneys for Levine filed a federal lawsuit against her daughter's public school, alleging that Great Salt Bay Community School Board violated her constitutional rights to decide the upbringing of her child. She lives in Newcastle, and she found out that her 13-year-old was wearing chest binders used by females transitioning to males to hide their breasts. The mother of three said that she got the school undergarments from the school social worker without her consent, and she was also using a different name. And she said the social worker never, reached out to her. School did not intervene. And they did admit that they didn't inform the mom that these conversations were happening for months. So people ask, well, okay, so how bad are chest binders? Well, it's interesting, okay? I think it depends on where you wear them and when you wear them. So one study in 2021 looked at 74 patients and 184 breast specimen reports. The average age was 26, so these people range from 15 to 49. They found no cancer in any of them. 34 patients had a benign breast lesion, One patient had atypical lobular hyperplasia. Now, that could be precancerous or, again, not necessarily chest binding related. It could be genetic. But there was one with an atypical lobular hyperplasia. But they said that the chest binding or the chest wall binding was not correlated with any of the benign lesions, and they didn't see in their set breast cancer. So that's comforting. But there have been reports that there it can these chest bindings can actually interfere from a pulmonary standpoint, where it could restrict one's breathing. It could affect their ribs. It could cause skin chafing, fungal infections, rashes, because the body doesn't like to have clothes on it for a long time. The body needs to have air, needs to breathe. And then I don't think we have enough studies on prepubertal breast development. There's been a lot of products out there, like the Kardashians use, where you put pressure on the waist, so eventually the waist takes a shape. Shaping and breast deformity can happen with binding. Now, some people want that. They want to change the shape and deform the breasts. But when you have a young child who's pubertal, now, and as a 13-year-old, I remember my breasts hurt. They were painful. Now, I don't know if girls have more pain than boys with testicle changes in puberty, but I remember going to my mom thinking I had cancer, because when I was 10 or 11, you know, and they were just starting to change, I'm like, these hurt, and they hurt badly. So I don't know how comfortable chest binding is. For somebody who has breast pain, that could be pretty abusive. And so, you know, if you have a 13-year-old who wants to transition, we need medical professionals involved. Now, God bless social workers, because they do a lot, and they're very, very well trained on social work. But my concern is squashing some of the lobules, some of the ducts in somebody who might want to, even if they transition, breastfeed later. These are things that we really need medical professionals involved. The big problem I have with a lot of what's going on with the transitioning is we are assuming that child is not going to want to have children, is not going to want to breastfeed. And there are individuals that have identified as opposite sexes who still want to be able to breastfeed or father or mother a child. And so we need to be very, very careful about what, now understand, the average person stereotypes a woman with breasts, a male without breasts. And I understand there's a lot of us women who would have loved to have smaller breasts. Who would have, you know, I mean, honestly, these things, they get me into trouble a lot. They used to get me out of traffic tickets, they don't anymore. So now I start to look at the breasts as a liability because they can have cancer. That is not, though, for a 13-year-old and a social worker to decide. We need medical professionals involved, and we do need a parent. We really need parents involved. And it's and the thing that a lot of people don't realize is, you know, we have constitutional rights and we have laws, but there is nothing that will supersede the maternal mama bear instinct. And I don't think any law will prevent a mom from wanting to protect the child and make sure that child is going through the safest and healthiest way to do things. 1-877-DR-FALLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Suspected Pentagon document leaker Jack Teixeira has been formally charged with several counts in Boston today, including unauthorized detention and transmission of national defense information and unauthorized removal of those materials. He faces a bail hearing next week. The maker of the abortion drug Mifepristone is joining the legal fight. Danco Laboratories is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to throw out the Texas ruling that blocked access to the drug. Danco says it's created regulatory chaos. The amount we spend on retail and food items last month was down by 1% from February, bigger drop than expected, but the March retail sales number is 3% higher than it was in March of last year. Fort Lauderdale's airport is back open after a flash flood closed it since Wednesday night. The region was soaked by more than 2 feet of rain, falling in just 24 hours. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, a 21-year-old was the one behind the pretty much one of the largest leaks we've had in the last decade. I think the one that beat this one was the WikiLeaks. But Jack Teixeira, I don't know if it's not Teixeira, it's Teixeira, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it right, is a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman who was arrested yesterday morning when we were on air and has now appeared in federal court in Boston charged with 2 felonies, illegally taking and illegally leaking classified information and military secrets. His sentence would be, I think, a max of 15 years in jail. So he lived with his mother in North Dighton, Massachusetts. And this is, as I said, one of the largest, most embarrassing breaches we've had in a while, and frightening in terms of what was exposed, what he had access to. I have a big problem with this on 7,000 fronts. But let me tell you what's going on with him, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this. But he was only 21 years old. He was in the U.S. Air National Guard. He was arrested. Well, when they got him, I think he was in red shorts, and I mean, he looked pretty casual at home. And by today was already in court in tan prison scrubs, Merrill shoes, still in his military crew cut. The kid looks like a baby. I mean, the kid, he looks like a high schooler. It blows my mind that somebody like this had this kind of access. And his parents were there. That's got to be hard. You know, we always look at the parents going, what the hell did, you know, how did you raise them? How did you, and I don't always blame the parents in terms of, you know, when a child, children do go rogue, you know, and as we've seen with viruses and mutations, children can. I do blame the parents if they're supplying, let's say, the weapons that are used in a shooting or, you know, I think parents have a huge responsibility. You know, with kids, when the child is over 18 and they're an adult, yeah, parents don't have a lot of control. And it's, and especially with this one where he was on his computer, I don't know what the heck he was doing. So he was very, not amenable, but he was respectful in church from what we understand. He stood up. He got his handcuffs, he was led away, and then I think his father told his son that he loved him, and then the son looked back and said, I love you too, Dad. I mean, this kid really screwed up. And it's interesting because once I heard that these documents were on Discord, Discord is a big Gen Z sort of app that platform that they use. I'm like, you know, because everyone's like, well, use Discord to talk to each other. I've never used Discord, so I'm not very familiar with it, but I know everybody in the younger generations uses it. I'm like, why don't you just do a group chat? If you want to reach out to everybody, do a group chat. And my kids are like, no. If you need to talk to the research group or talk to the students, just do it on Discord. So I'm going to look into it. But once I heard Discord, I'm thinking this might be a Gen Z. Gen Zs were born 1995 to 2010. Gen Millennials were born 1980 to 1995. Gen Xs born 65 to 80. So I'm a Gen X. And then the Baby Boomers 45 to 65, although a lot of Baby Boomers consider themselves that they were 42 or anybody that came back during the war and you know, got leave to be with their wife and have a baby, but technically pre-1945 they're called traditionalists, that generation. After the Gen Zs, from 2010 to 2025 is Generation Alpha, and then we're going to have Generation Beta after 2025. So his hearing now, Tejera's next hearing is set for Wednesday, April 19th. Attorney General Merrick Garland has criticized him, said people who sign agreements to be able to receive classified documents acknowledge the importance to the national security if not disclosing those documents, and we intend to send that message how important it is to our national security. Now, I don't know this for sure, but there has been some discussions that he was a cybersecurity IT specialist. And so, because I'm like, how the hell can a 21-year-old, why would the 21-year-old be in the war room or the situation room? It wasn't that. We're being told he was a junior cybersecurity specialist in the intelligence unit. And then he shared the stuff he got on Discord. People also use Discord where they play games online and they use it to chat. And so was he showing off? Was he, and he led a chat room known as Thug Shaker Central, It was an invite-only platform, and then he posted images of these papers because he thought his writings... I guess he tried to tell people what he saw, and nobody believed him. So then he showed pictures of what he was able to have access to. Now, of course, Britain, South Korea, Israel, Ukraine, there's a lot of sensitive, secret information that he got access to and posted. And America right now looks like we have no control. And other countries that need to work with us, I mean, I love the relationship we have with some of these countries in terms of we're going to share information, we're going to be, you know, this is what we're working on. But if they think that a Gen Z, and I love Gen Zs, my boys are Gen Zs, but a young man can spew this stuff to his buddies on Discord, that is frightening. And what sort of intelligence are we going to get from other countries? If I was another country, I wouldn't give the U.S. anything right now. Or I would give them decoys, see if those get leaked, just to see if there's a leak and what's going on. You know how, you know, you're worried about a basket, and so you put some water in it to see where the leak is? I don't know what they're going to be able to, how they move forward from a foreign relations standpoint. Now, they could say, look, you know, this was an IT issue. It was, well, everything's on computers these days. You know, it's interesting, you know, from a medical standpoint for my office, when we had, because of HIPAA, we had to have any business associate who would be in our office sign something that they're not going to violate HIPAA. And I'm like, but I don't want these people even having access. They're not going to have access to our records. But what if it's an IT person? That person can. And I know people in IT are like, oh, God, now people are going to think we're hackers, and we're not. Well, they're not. Trust me, we need IT. And, in fact, if everything's going to AI later and robots and automation, IT is the industry that, you know, the go-to. But the arms deliveries to Ukraine, the Western-led training of the Ukrainian armed forces, I mean, Kyiv's battlefield plans, this is some crazy, crazy stuff. And so we're, if America can't be trusted, and I know this one boy doesn't represent America and America intelligence, but it somebody messed up. Because there should be checks and balances, and anybody who does get security clearance is scared to death to violate it because you get thrown in jail. It's any sort of government. Me, when I worked for the EPA, you had to follow the laws or you could go to jail. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, yeah. I really feel bad for teachers because there's a lot of real amazing educators. And I think sometimes their lessons might be misconstrued. Might be misunderstood, but this teacher got fired, and I'll tell you what happened. He's a psychology teacher at a Florida high school. And while the country is grappling with math scores, I don't know if Florida's grappling with that. Their math and reading scores might be okay, but while most of the country is grappling with students and their proficiency and ability to get jobs after high school or go to college, this was an assignment that Jeffrey Keane, a psychology teacher, gave. at Dr. Phillips High School, it's called, in Florida. And apparently the assignment, and this is, I think it was online, said, today we have an active shooter on our campus. Okay, now, I'm sorry, if I got any email alert or any computer alert, I would be like, okay, let's get the hell out of here. Contact the family, saying active shooter on campus. In fact, the title has all these asterisks in it, saying active shooter on campus. Something like that gets circulated. The school's going to freak out. They're going to call SWAT, National Guard, cops, everything. Okay, not really. That, I think, might not have been the most ideal. So the assignment. Today we have an active shooter on our campus, he writes. Write a reflection paper on your perception as you hear it happening. That's number one. Okay, I would be reflecting on is, holy crap, where's my Kevlar backpack? What weapon can I use? How do I get me and my colleagues out of here to safety? And then can I help law enforcement get this son of a gun? That would be what I would be reflecting on. But I don't think I would be like, how does this make me feel? I'd be like, holy crap. I'd be cussing and all that. Next, he says, today was your, quote, last day alive. Write your own obituary. And I don't know how old these kids were, but they're high school kids. Then there was an additional writing assignment. What is your perception, your thoughts on the United States having so many mass shootings? What kind of positive actions can we as a collective group, common cause, to decrease the number of mass shootings? How, if at all, has this mass shooting epidemic affected you as a... Okay, so this obviously angered some people, made them nervous. As an educator myself, all right, I get that some of us teachers who stood out, and I was very blessed to have students and get the positive reinforcement I had, are ones that don't necessarily say just read the book or listen to me, but let's interact. Alright? You know, I'm not here to entertain or to lecture to you. I'm here to help you learn. So let's figure out how to learn. Let's do some hands-on. Let's ask questions. Let's do some workshops. And so sometimes the more creative way to get, you know, some of the math and reading and, you know, medicine through is coming up with visuals and things like that. This, though, is a little different. There's a trend, which I actually like in adults, where we write our obituary. Now, I'll tell you why I like that. But I don't think that has to go to kids. I don't think a lot of kids haven't done anything. That's going to freak them out. I mean, we all need to realize our mortality. But I would rather this have been under the context of being at a party and somebody asking you to try a drug. Not, there's an active shooter. What did you do in your 12 or 13 years of life or 15 years of life? I think there's some better ways to prepare. And then, you know, what is the teacher trying to say we need to do for mass shootings? A lot of individuals are very mixed. You know, if a child says, if we want to prevent mass shootings, we need to have more guards. We need to have more people in law enforcement. We need to have teachers, you know, or even students who know how to protect others that could disarm an assailant. Will that child fail that assignment? If the child that says, we need to ban all guns, do they get an A? It was the teacher looking for practicality? What was the teacher looking for? And again, all this under the context of, how's everybody doing on their SATs and ACTs and college prep? So writing an obituary is something that I think many adults need to do. And it was interesting because I was speaking to one of my friends who's older, and I spend a lot of time with her, and she is thinking about her final decade. And when I called her to check on her, she goes, oh, I'm writing my obituary. And I was like, oh, God, that's depressing. Yeah, but then I was like, you know what, that's a good idea. And we actually kind of had some fun with it because, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I don't want somebody saying, you know, Dahlia was very intelligent and she, no, make it fun. You know, Dahlia defied gravity with her double D's. You make it fun. Although I am sure my husband will not at all use whatever I write about myself. But I think writing an obituary for adults, so not for kids. And again, I don't know if this teacher necessarily needed to be fired. I mean, you can talk to him about, look, you know, can we try to keep politics out and not trigger these kids? And, you know, there's other ways to have them think about how to make a difference in this world. So I don't think he necessarily had to be fired, but I haven't really read all the reports on him and his history with the school and all that. But in terms of us adults, when I tell you guys to live for the day, you never know when your last day will be. One way to make you do that is write your obituary. How do you want people to remember you? And if you look and go, well, you know, I want to be known as a father, a brother, a mother, a wife, a good sister. Well, what's your relationship like with your siblings? What's your relationship like with your kids? What's your relationship like with your spouse? If you want that to be on your obituary, you might want to set things up and repair things with your family members. If you want to have your obituary that you created something in your industry, well, have you done that yet? All those little projects that are half done, have you finished them? Okay, I have finished almost all of my books because I don't want any unfinished work. And so hopefully those could be in my obituary, although the book I really, really want to do is taking me forever to write. But maybe if that's what you want in your obituary, write it. You know, I wanted my obituary National Blood Donation Week, that I, you know, created something with blood banks to try to save lives and raise blood, you know, and make a national recognition of what they're doing, what the hospitals are doing, and what blood donors are doing. I want that in my obituary. So I think, you know, even though it's kind of sad, in order for you to live life to the fullest, and do what you want to have done, maybe take a moment and think about what is going to be said about you, how you're going to be remembered by. Now, some of you are like, I really don't care. I don't want people remembering me because then they'll remember that I owed them money. All right. Well, maybe pay that money back. If you owe people money, maybe pay them back or find another way to fix it. Trust me, that person's not writing your obituary. So for any of you that are kind of, oh, gosh, you know, I'm kind of midlife now and I don't know what I want to do or how I want to do it, I think the idea of writing that, you know, is not, it's not a jinx. It's not a just, what, you don't even have to call it an obituary. A summary of you. Maybe just call it a summary of you. And see if there's something you need to add. Or you realize that you did that other people don't know. Get it out there. 1-877-DELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads are our responsibility.
Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.